Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9:39, 21 before 10, there is some police activity in Lakeview, and I'll read you the tweet that NOPD sent out 7 minutes ago, well, a little bit more than that now. NOPD investigating, 13 minutes ago, NOPD responding to officer in need of assistance in 3rd District. Initial reports show officer attempting to arrest 3 suspects seen burglarizing vehicle. Perimeter enacted an area of 6,400 to 6,500 blocks of Louis the 14th near Louisville. The perimeter is in the area of 6,400 to 6,500 blocks of Louis the 14th near Louisville, and are asking you to avoid the area. If you have any kids that go to school in that area, I would presume that there is some kind of text alert that would have gone out if the school is in lockdown or not. Ronald Serpas joins us, professor. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave, I didn't see you. I did not see you over there. Is Dave Cohen, our news director.
I think you covered it adequately. I just want to make sure that you had that information. We have not heard any further reports of injuries to an officer or anything along those lines at this point. We've been monitoring the police communication and not hearing any of that. We don't know what happened to require this officer to call for help while trying to arrest these 3 car burglary suspects. But there is a large police presence now in Lakeview as they attempt to determine what happened and find these 3 individuals. And we will bring you any word as it becomes available.
All right, Dave, thank you. I did not see you sitting over there, and I apologize for that. Ronald Serpas joins us now, a former NOPD superintendent. And I'm a little bit confused right now. I'm trying to keep track of what's going on here, Ronald, if you give me a second. Mm-hmm. 4 schools in the area, NOPD has tweeted, have been placed on lockdown because of the police activity. So, again, I would presume that if your child goes to school in that area, you would have received a message via text. They are Mount Carmel, Hines Academy, St. Dominic, and St. Paul, which is a Lutheran school on a corner there of, I think it's Canal and Harrison. All right, so there you go. Mount Carmel, Hines Academy, St. Dominic, St. Paul, under lockdown. A call for assistance came out from a police officer in that area who was attempting to arrest 3 suspects seen burglarizing a vehicle. In terms of traffic, the perimeter is in the 6,400 to 6,500 block of Louis the 14th near Louisville. Public asked to avoid the area. Ronald Serpas, thank you for your patience. We wanted to get that word out. Sure. You know,
I'm glad we
invited you on to talk about a vehicle chase, but let me begin, since this is happening right now, about these burglaries as it relates to vehicles. You got them going on in New Orleans East while people are at church. I'm hearing reports from people at City Park while people are playing golf, etc. Is this something that was happening when you were the superintendent? Is this a nationwide trend, or is this something unique to this time and place?
Now, the auto burglaries have occurred for as long as we've been keeping records, but what is occurring in the nation and certainly here in New Orleans is the meeting of the minds of people who believe in juvenile justice reform, which myself and many others do, and people who are confused that juvenile justice reform may mean not holding juveniles accountable for crime. Auto burglaries in the city of New Orleans are not all juveniles by law under 18 years old. Many of them are 18, 19-year-olds and those under. auto burglaries such as the ones we've been seeing in New Orleans are, as Jason Williams, the council president, pointed out, I think, an important issue. Murder's crucial. Robbery's crucial. But when you can't have some safe and comfort in your home and in your neighborhood, and here maybe in the middle of a school day that people are breaking into cars, we need to separate the difference between institutional issues that result in injustices of juveniles and criminal justice to those who are criminals who need to be treated like criminals and be held accountable like criminals, because citizens who pay taxes have to have some confidence that the government is going to be able to walk and chew gum. The difference between juvenile justice reform, which is valuable and needed, and the difference of juveniles who have decided to become criminals.
You know, the video I've seen in two instances, at one point they were driving, I think it was the gang, whatever you want to call it, in the vehicle, were driving a Acura, I think it was, SUV, and the other one I saw was an Infiniti. I can't believe these are their personal cars that they're up to date on the payments with, and then they make their living by burglarizing vehicles. I would guess these are stolen vehicles to begin with?
Absolutely. And what happens is there's been such a sharp reduction in auto theft in the nation because of greater technology over the last couple decades. But that doesn't that technology is overcome immediately if you leave your keys in the car, if you leave your car unlocked, if you leave your laptop laying on the front seat. You know, it would be nice if we lived in a part of the world or anywhere in the world where you could do those kinds of things, but we just don't. So the first thing is don't anticipate or don't entice people to steal things that are obviously in sight. But, you know, this isn't going to be a blame the victim thing. You still have to recognize that juveniles who are committing crimes, the district attorney has to have the tools and resources, the police department, and the result of it is those kids who are bumping against crime and need to be given an alternative that's not criminal justice ought to get it. They ought to get it. But those who have bumped up against crime 10, 12, 15 times already, they're not looking for a way out of criminal justice. They need to find a way to put them into the criminal justice system. See the difference here, Tommy?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm all for not using jail to solve every problem for juveniles or young adults. Absolutely for that. But I'm also all for, and I think many people in the city are beginning to recognize this point, you also have to be all for holding people accountable for breaking laws repeatedly. And last point, what often gets reported in the media on justice reform issues is the one example of a young person who went to jail for 10 years for what looked like their first crime. That is something we should fix. But more often than not, what's happened is that one young person has a long history behind the scenes that's kept out of the public view because of juvenile record laws or not even considered. So bottom line, trust the district attorney, the judges, and the council to fund the programs necessary for the police and the city to hold juveniles who are criminal by choice accountable and juveniles who need help, help.
Let's talk about police chases, because, and that's why we invited you on, the police chase that I think the Jefferson Parish camera or the scanning technology identified a car stolen they on Metairie Road. And as Joe LoPinto said yesterday, there's a fine line between Orleans and Jefferson Parish, which happens right there by New Orleans Country Club, I believe. So how do you draw the line between chasing somebody with a stolen car, stopping the chase? Mayor Cantrell said it gave her pause. She also mentioned a consent decree. But Chief, here's my thing. It would seem like if people have a stolen car and they know that the police are going to stop the chase or break it off at some point, that encourages them to drive fast. And it was a shame that somebody died yesterday. I presume it maybe might have been the person that stole a car. I don't know. But I don't see where this has a solution or where this is not reinforcement of steal a car. If the police stop you, drive as fast as you can. And I don't blame the police for these people getting killed. I blame the police the people that first stole a car. And then, yeah, unfortunately, they drove it into a tree.
Well, the first thing is the New Orleans Police Department in 1997, Tommy, when I was the deputy chief, we initiated a pursuit policy that prohibited officers from making the decision because they're fired up and in the middle of it, and made supervisors. That followed a decision that the New York City Police Department had created in the 70s. So the idea of the fine line of when a pursuit is the right thing to do for public safety has been analyzed for the last 40 years. But here's the question. Just yesterday, the chief of the Atlanta City Police Department said, we are going to stop chasing cars. We've had two deaths in the last 2 weeks of innocent people who are hit. So that kind of speaks to your point, Tommy. The person who's running from the police as a criminal is not the same as the person they broadside at an intersection and kill that person or a family. So the police are in a position where they got to just make really good calls. You know, we don't often show up on murder scenes and robbery scenes and the suspect who did it is there, mm-hmm. and we figure out who they were. So sometimes many police departments and police chiefs have recognized, you know, we ought to have supervisors approving these pursuits, and that's fine. And if we're going to pursue over a property crime, we can replace property. We can't replace life. So I'm not casting a bad decision one way or the other on what JP did or what any department does. It's a tough call. And the fact that some criminals will use the idea that the police are not chasing them to embolden them is really okay because they're emboldened anyway. Why make them go even faster? And it's the innocent person, Tommy. That's what matters here. The cop who's going to get crushed in a crash and never be able to walk again. The citizen walking on the street with their dog and family and a guy blows through a red light and hits them for a traffic violation or even for a serious crime. Those are the innocent people that the police keep in their mind. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, there's not a lot of that out there. You have a little more flexibility to go after these people.
Yeah, real quick, when it comes to these people that are chronic car burglars, what have you, and I understand what you mm-hmm. said earlier. You know, so often we hear about the broken window syndrome, and in this case, it mm-hmm. really is literally broken windows. How do you turn somebody around? If they're 18, 19 years old, and they're in the car burglary business and perhaps car theft business because, you know, they're driving the Acuras and the Infiniti SUVs, how do you turn that around? Because their business, all they know is breaking into cars. And in what way, how would you put them into some kind of program to, you know, get them out of the system and lead a productive life? I don't see how that can happen.
That's a really good point, Tommy, because basically for the last, you know, 70 or 80 years of social science research around juvenile delinquency, meaning people under the age of a juvenile who are committing crimes, the research and experience continues to be the same. Vast majorities of them bump into a criminal act, bump out, and don't ever come back in. That seems to be a pretty clear line of demarcation. People will make a mistake, they'll recognize their mistake, they'll stop. That is far different. That is far different from the people who are breaking into these cars all night long in the city of New Orleans. Those people, I would bet, if they do public records requests, are going to be multiple offenders who defy the logic of juvenile justice research that says some people are going to bump in and most people are going to bump out. These people choose this lifestyle. So it's not a matter of justice reform for them. It's a matter of criminal justice fairness to hold them accountable. And the kids that bump into them, absolutely, let's not find a way to put them in jail. And final point, I saw in the paper that there were some criticisms of curfew. One of the things we found about curfew in New Orleans and Nashville while I was chief is that curfew enforcement actually reduces the numbers of times that children are injured because at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're 16, you ain't supposed to be out running the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they get hurt. That's where they get injured. So curfew enforcement isn't merely the long arm of the government. Curfew enforcement also serves the valuable purpose of removing children from dangerous situations before they can be injured or they can injure someone else.
One other thing, just to clear this up with the situation that's going on in Lakeview, an officer needs assistance call. That doesn't in any way automatically imply that gunfire has happened or there's any incident like that, right?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, but basically this is it. If an officer uses the signal 108, that means in the New Orleans jargon that my life is in danger. I need everybody to help me as quickly as possible. If an officer uses the signal 1055, that means, you know, loosely translated, I'm in a fight and I need some help. So it kind of depends on what they were asking for. Locking down the schools is always smart. You know, we had a big case like that when I was chief of New Orleans right there by DeSay Circle. It's important to keep people as safe as possible while the police continue to work through this. And finally, if anybody sees anything that's suspicious, call 911. Give the police the benefit of your sets of eyes looking in the neighborhood that you're familiar with to help them find who these people are.
Fluid situation. I'm glad you were on with us to kind of walk us through it. Thank you, Ronald.
All right, Tommy. All right,
Ronald Serpas, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. In case you're just tuning in, these are tweets from NOPD 25 minutes ago. NOPD responding to officer in need of assistance in 3rd District. Initial reports show officer attempted to arrest 3 suspects seen burglarizing a vehicle, and we all know what a problem that has been. Perimeter and
oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.